And this is one of those, you know, you 30 minutes and it's really, it goes by pretty quickly. So I just invite you while you're in each one of these poses that we do today to just savor them. Getting it in.
We just started, it's fine.
Fire up your breathing a little bit more and reach your arms out so it gets active. And just take one more big breath in. And breathe out. And then press to hands and knees as you inhale. Downward dog, breathe it out. Right away, lift your heels up. Take a breath in. And just press them back as you exhale. And do that again. Lift them up. And Kathy, walk your hands a little bit wider. And breathe out and bring them down. Good. One more time. Bring them up. And press it back. Draw your right leg up to the ceiling. Just bend your knee and open it up. Take your knee even higher up and flip all the way over off your mat. Flip your dog. And just reach really far through your fingertips. And almost like you're trying to make as much space from your fingertips to your knees across the front of your body. Good. Now reach back up. Flip over. Down dog. Take your left leg up, and the same thing, open it up, take a breath there, and just flip it over. You can walk on the wall, Kathy, if you want. Yeah, you're like Spider-Man and just grab the wall with your left hand. Go ahead, flip back over. Walk your hands to your feet at the back of your mat. Interlace your hands at your low back. Keep your feet hip distance just like they are. Lift your chest up. Take a breath. Pull it towards the front windows. Keep your hands bound and bow forward. And then do that again. Lift up halfway. Draw your heart up and bow in and breathe out. Two more times. One more. And this time, just drop your hands down. Lift up halfway. And bow forward. Reach up to stand. And take your hands together at your heart. Close your eyes. You made it here. The hardest part always is showing up. So just take a moment and acknowledge yourself that you made that happen. And let's let out a big ohm. Take an inhale. And let it out first. Breathe out. Inhale for om. Ah. Reach up. Look up. Bow forward. Lift halfway up. Walk it right out to plank. Take a full breath and draw your chest forward. Strengthen up your legs. Lower down halfway into chaturanga. Upward dog, or skip all of the chaturangas. Downward facing dog, breathe out. Take a big breath. Get empty. Do that one more. In and let it out. Jump forward. Lift halfway up. Bow down. Rise up and just fold back down. It's just a breathing exercise, really, and we just add motion to it. Lift up halfway, high plank. In breath, chaturanga. Upward dog, relax your shoulders. Downward dog. Take one inhale this time. Just let it out right away. Jump to the top. Lift halfway up. Fold. Go up again. This time stretch back. Look to the back of the room. Bow forward. Halfway up. Breathe in. Chaturanga. Right away go back. Down to a low push-up. Upward dog. Downward facing dog. But don't lose the breath on those. We'll do it one more time. Breathe in together. Breathe all your air out. Hop to the top. Halfway up. Fold. Let all your air out. Rise up. Get full. Bow and get empty. Half lift. Breathe in. Chaturanga. Let it out. Big breath in. Up dog. Downward dog. Draw your right leg up high. Step it forward into a lunge. Keep your left hand down and just reach your right hand up for a twist. Take your top hand, look at it, and bring it way back behind you like you were doing a back bend. Yeah. And then take one more big breath. Let your hand come down to the floor and just walk your hands towards the brick wall so you're into a straddle. And then take a big breath, lift up halfway, and bow forward. Come up halfway again. Walk your hands to the back of your mat. Now find your twist. Left hand up. And bring your hand way behind you. Take a big inhale. Twist it even more. Good. Last one. Breathe in. Bring your hand down again. Walk your hands to a straddle. Take a breath. Lift your chest. Fold in. Exhale. One more time. Halfway up. Walk your hands to the top. Standing splits this time, left leg up to the ceiling. Drop your head towards your shin. And every time you're moving from one pose to the next, you obviously don't know where we're going next, but notice if you're open to where we're going or you're concerned with where you're going, trying to figure it out. See if you can do the best you can to be right where we are, not trying to figure it out. Take one more breath. Feet together to touch. Lift up halfway. Bow down. Chair pose this time. And just fold right back down. Exhale. We're just going to move a lot. Lift up halfway. Chaturanga. Low push up. Upward dog. Downward dog. Lift your left leg up. Step to your lunge. Keep your right hand on the floor. Reach your left arm up. And take the back bend in your chest. Okay, root down a little bit more and lengthen, take up more space. Now, just like before, one more breath. Hand down to the floor, straddle towards the sun. Lift up halfway. Fold down. Lift up halfway again. Lunge to the back, right hand up to the sky. Yeah, and go as deep as you want in your front lunge. It's okay if your knee jets out towards the corner of your mat and your toe follows it. And bring your chest away from your front thigh. Good, one more breath. Hand down, straddle towards the sun. Take an inhale, lift your chest. Fold in, exhale. Halfway up, one more. Bring it to the top, standing splits. Right leg up this time. And just draw your leg way up. Everybody fan your toes in the air. Good, Stacy. Take one more breath. Bring your feet together. Lift halfway up. Bow down. Chair pose. Fold forward. Halfway up. Chaturanga. Upward dog. Really stretch your belly out. Downward facing dog. Right foot forward, warrior one this time. Take one big breath up. Open up, warrior two. Reverse your warrior. Reach to the back of the room. Chaturanga, bring it down. Upward dog, downward dog. Left foot to warrior one. Notice if you space out at all, just step into your lunge. Left foot forward, John. You got it. Reach up, and then warrior two. Reverse your warrior. Chaturanga. Upward dog. Downward dog. Right leg up again. This time, knee into your chest. Good, bring it back, inhale. In two more times, so bring it in. Kick it back. One more, this time hold it into your chest. Fan your toes. Now envision yourself going into the most amazing handstand of all time. Kick your foot up to the sky and take a couple jumps up. Yeah, so you'll land like with your foot back again. You can walk it closer in. But just play around and be light on your landing. Now breathe. Don't forget about the breathing part. That makes the handstands a little easier. And then one more jump and chaturanga to the back. Walk or jump it back. Upward dog. Downward facing dog. The whole point of this, you guys, or ladies, I should say, is it's about moving. It doesn't matter that you get into the poses or not, but you're moving your bodies. Take your left leg up. Bring it into your chest. Bring it back again. Fan the toes. Bring it in again. Again, back. Hug it in. Keep here for a second. Pull your belly in so you activate through your core, and that's where the handstand starts to come from. Go for it. Couple jump ups. So your left leg, the one that you had lifted, keep it straight. Try kicking your butt with your right heel. Yeah, just like that, Megan. And then one more and jump it back to chaturanga. Upward dog, downward dog. Take an inhale, let it out. Left leg up again, breathe in. Step forward into a lunge. Take eagle, right arm under and your back leg over. Now lengthen your body longer. So spine goes longer, fingertips go higher, but compress, like sink a little lower, get your legs to work a bit more. Take a big inhale and just breathe out. Good, one more. Fly it back, airplane, release your arms back. Take a breath, breathe out. Chest up a little more, breathe in. Half moon, left hand down, right hand up to the sky. And imagine you were gonna like splat yourself on the wall on this side of the room. So you like get your whole body really open. So your right hip rolls open, your top toes even roll open. And then pick your back foot up 2 more inches. Good, Darcy. Step it back, warrior two. Reverse your warrior, side plank, right hand down. Now take your top leg up. So essentially this is just like half moon, obviously different orientation to the floor, but bring your leg up with a lot of strength in your top leg so your kneecap lifts a little bit more. Good. One more breath. Chaturanga. Upward dog, spread your fingers. Downward facing dog. Take your right leg up. Lunge it forward. Same thing. Right away, wrap it into eagle pose. Then go low. Take one more breath. Fly it into airplane. Now heart, even more open, reach your fingers further back. So even your bicep muscles in your arms squeeze around the bones in your arms. One more breath. Half moon, right hand down. For fun and excitement, look up to your top hand. And then notice if you chose that that wasn't fun and exciting. Take one more breath. Step it back, warrior two. Reverse your warrior. Side plank, left hand down. Right away, right leg up. Push the bottom of your left foot, try that, of getting your bottom of your left foot into the floor. And then draw your hips up. You got it, Morgan, keep going. One more breath. Chaturanga. Upward dog. Downward facing dog. Walk your hands to your feet. Slip your hands underneath your feet for gorilla. Yeah, and let your feet go pretty wide, like hip distance or even wider. And bending your knees in this pose is always welcome. Let your head drop. And grab hold of your right big toe, left hand on your hip. And just send your right leg out to the right side of the room, just about a foot off the floor, just out to the side, just a little bit. Oh, 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 not all the way up. That's the fun part, is working on the strength and holding there. Yes. Now pull your belly in. Draw your chest forward just like you did when you were in a halfway lift or airplane. So some of you bend your standing leg just a little bit and let your hamstrings release so that you can bring your chest more forward. Good, Megan. Now breathe. Find a little bit more breath. One more inhale. Right foot down. Try out the other leg. So this is one of those poses where you start to notice how your hamstring, your hips, and your low back are all very connected. You guys notice that? Bring your chest a little more forward. Engage the muscles in your back to actually support your standing leg. Good. Three, hold here, but still breathing. Two, left foot down. Lift up halfway. Walk your hands out to plank. Lower down onto your forearms. Right foot 2 inches off the ground. Now everybody breathe in. Hug your right knee to your right arm. Bring it back. Across to your left arm. Bring it back. Right arm. Inhale it back. Good breathing. To the left. Back. One more round. Into the right. Back. Left, back, right foot on the ground, left foot 2 inches up. Now take a breath first. Hug it in as you exhale. Bring it back, across to the right. Bring it back, center, back, right, center, back, to center, to the back, to the right. Back and hold, left toes on the ground. So both sets of feet on the floor. Now notice where your hips are. Keep them level. Press your right hand down on the floor and then left hand on the floor to come into plank. Now right forearm on the floor, left forearm on the floor. Now left hand on the floor, right hand. Keep going with that. But bring your awareness, all of you, to your hips. And it's not about how quickly you get up and down, but moving up and down, so keep moving with that, without your hips rocking crazy from side to side. So like stabilize, really hug in here, yeah. Keep going for it. There you go. Yes. 10 more seconds, not even 10 rounds. 8. Nice work, Kathy. 7, 6, pull your belly in. 5, you got it, Darcy, rock star challenger. 3, 2, all the way to your bellies. Take your right arm out to the sun wall, like you were making a half T with your arms. And then look to the left wall. Bring your left leg behind you. So bend your left leg, that, just like that, Ariel. And then take your left foot to the floor behind you. So it's a nice big shoulder stretch. And then this arm, you can either tent it right in front of you, or bring it behind you and get a big chest opener. As your right hand reaches out to the side, open your palm of your hand a little bit more. Do you know which hand is your right hand and which hand is your left hand?
What are we doing with our left hand?
Your left hand can either be behind you just like you have it, Jean, or it can be in front of you like tented.
Okay.
Yeah. Whenever I do this and I bring my left arm behind me, it's like too intense that I can't breathe. And that's where you always want to gauge, like, how far should I go in a pose? How long should I hold it? Is it right where you're at that place where you can still breathe, function for the most part? But once you start withholding your breath, it's like you've gone too far. And come back to center. Now left arm out to the left. Same thing, right leg goes behind you. And you can tense your right fingers, squeezing your shoulder blades together. Or yeah, that right arm goes way back. Good. And keep pressing your left ear into the mat. Take three more breaths. And then come back to center. This time, reach your right arm out again, just like you started that first one. Roll over to your right side, but grab your left foot this time for a quad stretch. But it's like a big shoulder opener, chest opener, and a quad stretch, and you get to balance. Draw your top knee away from your chest. So you're actively making your muscle longer by pulling it back towards the back, and then also hugging your foot in toward your butt cheek. Now allow your foot to pull your arm back even more to open your chest a bit further. And come back to center. Do that on the other side. You got it, Stacy? And then deeper breathing, and just notice what happens when you breathe a little bit deeper. Yeah, you don't have to push harder for the stretch to get more intense. It's just a little bit more awareness. Come back to center. Press up to downward dog. Take your right leg up to the ceiling. Bring it forward for half pigeon. Yeah, so your right knee to your right wrist there, Kathy, you got it. And just wiggle your left foot as far back as it will go. And fold over, five deep breaths. Yeah, just like that. We're not gonna be in it too crazy long, but something you can always do is take your, like something and prop your hip up so you don't feel like you're just putting all the pressure on your shin.
Okay.
Do you feel it in the outside of your hip at all?
It feels good.
Okay, good, yeah. Yeah, perfect. So the farther you're, yeah. So you, if you have the block there, then it allows you to roll in, but if you were to roll all the way that way, then this hip wouldn't get that good stretch on the front. So it's that balance, yeah. Press to down dog. And half pigeon on the other side. The farther you bring your front shin to the top of your mat, the deeper it's gonna be for the outside of your left hip. Press up. Swing your right leg around to the top. Lie down on your back. Dead bug. Yeah, and as you hold on to your feet in your dead bug, like the word is that's coming to mind is wiggle. But like roll your hip around in like one circle. See if you can kind of get that going on in your like right leg side. Takes like a lot of brain power. And then do it into the left side. Almost like you're massaging right into your hip socket. Or just move your legs around and all of a sudden the massaging just happens without you thinking about it. Either one, the inside can be a little easier to reach. You notice that? How your shoulders don't have to like reach so far?
Yeah.
Then give your knees a big squeeze and roll up into a little ball and give your knees a big kiss. Each one of them, they brought you into this yoga room. Shavasana. Lie down on your back. Turn your palms up. Yeah, and so it's just a matter of like how. There's no right way that you have to be laying down on your back for Shavasana, but a place where it allows you to have your palms turned up and resting. And you can just let your breath be natural and normal.